Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch. Get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring John Lindo in just 1 minute. No racing at Santa Anita this weekend. It's part of a scheduled 11-day break. Racing resumes at Santa Anita on Friday, April 19th. But we still have plenty to talk about today on the show, including great racing from around the country. Keeneland has 11 races today, including three stakes races, the Lexington for three-year-olds, the Grade 1 Ginny Wiley. We'll cover those extensively. Oaklawn Park, 12 races today, including the $1.25 million Apple Blossom. That goes as the 11th. The undercard Count Fleet Sprint race goes as the 8th. Always a good race there. Gulfstream Park, 10 races today, including four turf races with big fields and eight from the gate. John Lindo, even though we're not running at Santa Anita this weekend, we have a lot to cover today. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. We do. It's going to be a fun day. We start early and a lot going on and still some Derby points to be decided. So we'll know who's in the field by the end of today.
Well, let's start by recapping some of those Derby prep races that we saw last weekend. John, it was kind of the Super Saturday where we had three big races from around the country. Let's start with the Bluegrass where Sierra Leone got it done again. He's a big, long, striding horse that takes a while to get going, but he certainly acts like he's going to love a mile and a quarter. I thought the first two ran very well. Just a Touch also put in a big effort. What'd you think of the Bluegrass at Keeneland?
You know, I agree with you. I thought Sierra Leone with his closing style might be up against it last weekend at Keeneland, where especially the sprint races, you had to be up on or near the lead on that main track. You know, it didn't get a lot of water because it was so cold. I think they were afraid to do that, and it was a little cuppy and dusty. And he came from dead last in the Bluegrass. He made up a ton of ground, a long extended run, and he ran down Just a Touch, who was just trying two turns for the very first time, who was on top of a pretty fast pace, and I thought he held pretty well to be second. The winner, Sierra Leone, got a buyer speed rating of 98, so his numbers are going up going into the Derby. He's had a terrific prep season going into the Kentucky Derby, and he has obviously got a major chance to give Chad Brown his very first Kentucky Derby win. I thought it was a solid race, like you say, for both of those horses in the Bluegrass. It was just a good race in general.
We're 3 weeks out, John. I think if the race was today, I think Fierceness would be a slight favorite over Sierra Leone. Would you agree with that?
I would. You know, we just got done with the NCAA basketball tournament, and it's kind of been the same thing with the prep races for the Derby. The top seeds are kind of holding serve going into the finals. And, you know, we saw Fierceness with that win in the Florida Derby, got a monster buyer speed figure, and you saw Sierra Leone do his thing again. And with Sierra Leone, the buyer speed figures were a little bit light, so for him to move forward to get a 98 there, and I don't think that hit the bottom of him at all. So those two favorites are in pretty good shape, it looks like to me, going into the Derby.
Locally, the Santa Anita Derby might not have been the strongest field we've ever seen, but the top two horses, I thought, put on quite a show. Stronghold got the best of Imagination. Stronghold will be moving into the Derby and giving Phil D'Amato, I believe, his first Derby starter. John, it didn't get a big buyer number, but it sure was an exciting race.
Yeah, it was, and the key thing for me, Bob, is that California will be represented in the Kentucky Derby. Going into last weekend, it didn't look like any California horses would be in the Derby, but Stronghold, who has improved steadily, you know, he's kind of taken the quiet way into the Derby consideration. After a second in the Los Alamitos Futurity, he went to Sunland Park, and he got a win and a confidence-building win, I think, in the Sunland Derby. And that helped him in the Santa Anita Derby, where he had to fight his way between horses to find a split in the top of the lane to get to the leaders. And Imagination, the Bob Baffert trainee, fought him every step of the way. Stronghold got the better of him right near the wire of the mile and an eighth in 149.98. Like you said, the buyer number came back low, 89 was the buyer speed figure there. So he'll have to improve on that. But it's nice to see California having a representative to take a shot at the run for the roses.
At Aqueduct, there was the Wood Memorial. This has not been a very productive race, John, over the last two decades for Derby horses. And Resilience got the win. The disappointment in the race was favorite Deterministic. Just didn't seem to fire. And this race, I don't know, John, moving forward, I just don't look at the Wood as a major Derby prep anymore. And until things turn around, I'm going to keep playing against this race. What'd you think?
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've seen a representative out of the Wood really, really have a big chance in the Kentucky Derby. And Resilience, you know, he had an absolutely perfect trip to get the job done in the Wood Memorial, stocked the pace from the inside, angled out when he wanted to, and got clear. Deterministic, the beaten favorite, was pulling early and flattened out like a horse that maybe will struggle with more distance. I wouldn't be surprised if they cut him back in distance a little bit. And so that was the key there. The buyer speed figure coming back for Resilience was a 90, but that was a perfect trip scenario. But the key here, Bob, is not really what the horse did. He's in the Derby, and he was he's owned by a partnership of Emily Bushnell and Rick Waldman, and he was bred by Pam and Marty Weigott.
And that leads us right into the next part, and the passing of Marty Wygod, who was a major owner breeder in California and throughout the country. I believe he was on the Del Mar Board of Directors for a long time. Very influential man. Put his money in the game, as I said, owned and bred, and had a lot of good horses along the way. He is certainly going to be missed.
He made a major impact on California breeding in the early 90s. First of all, as far as his career, this is a gentleman that grew Medco Containment Services into the largest mail order prescription drug company. He sold it in the 90s for $6.5 billion. That's when $6.5 billion was $6.5 billion. and he became the chairman of the WebMD board of directors. And, he started up River Edge Farm out here in California. And, you remember the Stallions, Pirates Bounty, Bertrando, Benchmark, Tribal Rule. You remember all those good cowbred Pirates Bounty fillies and colts coming out of there, trained by guys like Ron Ellis, John Sheriffs, Julio Canani, Dan Hendricks, John Sather, Clifford Seitz. I mean, these guys made a real mark on California racing with all the calibers that they put together out here. They took their breeding operation back to New York, where they had plenty of success. I mean, they bred Breeders' Cup champions, Sweet Cat of Mine and Life is Sweet, over 100 stakes winners bred in general. They did a lot of philanthropic work, you know, not just in the horse industry, but for many, many people, kind of under the radar. But they made a real impact in that. It's going to be nice to see them at least represented by their daughter, Emily, and the horse Resilience, who he gave to his daughter and to Rick Wallman, his longtime racing manager and breeding advisor. And they own the horse in partnership, and it was given to them by Marty Wygod. So, you know, from sentimental reasons, I hope the horse runs well in the Derby.
And those light blue silks, John, the Wygod silks, they graced the winner's circle from many, many times all over the country. So we will miss Marty Wygod. Had a huge impact here, especially in California. Well, John, let's turn our attention to today. Without Santa Anita, we're going to look around the other parts of the country, and luckily there's some big races and some great cards. And I know one of the races we wanted to preview and get that from you at Keeneland is the Jenny Wiley, a Grade 1 turf event. Always a great race. It's been the Chad Brown show for many years, and he is certainly not underrepresented this year either. He's got four of the entrants. How'd you see the Jenny Wiley? That goes as race 9 at Keeneland today.
Well, after a week of rain, they kept the Maker's Mark Mile yesterday on the grass. It was listed as yielding. Today, the main track is listed as good after being sloppy all week. The turf course has been upgraded to good, so it's drying out, getting better, and this is just a tremendous race. You have Gina Romanica is in here, who's beaten a length in the Breeders' Cup Mile. She's a two-time Grade 1 winner on the Keeneland Turf. She won the First Lady there in October. She won the previous October the QE2 Cup. So you know she loves the course. You know she has the class. You have the Chad Brown stablemate Surge Capacity, who overcame a tough trip in the Grade 1 Matriarch at Del Mar and got up right on the wire there. And when you look at these races, you see a horse like Didia, who is, you know, she just won the Pegasus World Cup Filly and Mare Turf. And then you get to the Blue Jackets. You have the Godolphin team.
And we saw it again yesterday. The Blue Jackets do pretty well in this country when they come over for Charlie Appleby. And I know you're getting to English Rose.
Absolutely. You know, they ran 1-2 yesterday with Master of the Seas and was it Naval? I can't remember his name off the top of my head now.
Naval something or other, but yeah, they ran big, and they cleared themselves off from the rest of the field.
Right, so the Godolphin brings in English Rose, who's only 3-for-4 in her life, coming out of a win in Dubai. She comes out to Kentucky. William Buick sticks around to ride her after riding Master of the Seas yesterday. He's the number one man for Charlie Appleby. You know that being based in Europe and then racing on good surfaces over there, she'll handle a good turf at Keeneland. Mr. Appleby knows what kind of horses to bring to the United States. He's shown that plenty of times. And I just think if he brought her over here, it wasn't for a free cup of coffee. She's 9-2 in the program. I think that's a joke. I don't think it'll be anything close to that. But it's a good field. But right now, for me, I cannot bet against the Godolphin team when they ship over to Keeneland. So English Rose, the one to beat for me, and the Jenny Wiley.
All right, John, you put out your sheet today, and you covered Keeneland. And as always, your selection sheet, the Lindo Report, appears at the South Point. I want to get that phone number out. Of course, we'll talk about our Derby seminars in just a minute. But get up to the South Point. Say hi to Steve Johnson. Call 866-780-7223 and ask about the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players Rate. John, want to get your radio play, and I know you're going to stick to Keeneland as well, and then we're going to talk about our Derby seminars coming up in less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's good. We'll have more information on all that in just a sec. As far as the race today, let's go down to the 11th and final at Keeneland, Bob. I really like a horse in here, and that's number 5, Royal Majesty. This horse really finished strong in the crinoleum last time at Gulfstream Park, but he had no chance because the early pace was absolutely walking. The whole field finished in a rush. I thought he ran super that day. Drops out of the stakes into allowance. He gets Lasix back. There's a little bit more pace in here, and I loved his maiden win at Gulfstream Park when he overcame trouble. This looks like a really horse with a lot of potential. If I can get the 9-2 morning line, I'm going to take it. Number 5, Royal Majesty, race number 11 at Keeneland. And as far as the seminars, let's get that information out. First of all, let us know who your guest is going to be at the Rampart and what time you go.
So we go Friday at 6 p.m., as you guys do, the night before the Derby. And a guy named Jay Pribman's going to come up and join Duane Colucci and I for the first time. And Jay, of course, covered 39 Derbies live. So we're going to love getting his input. Duane is the race and sportsbook manager. We've been doing this for a number of years now, at least 5, 6, 7. I lose track. But we have a great time. And the Rampart is also offering a special Kentucky Derby room package. So I want to get a phone number out there. Call the Rampart at 702-869-7744. Ask for the Kentucky Derby room rate. It's a two-night minimum, but the rooms, John, are going for $150 a night. You know what a beautiful property that is there at the JW Marriott. That's the Rampart. Give them a call. John, you and John Hardoon, you'll be at the South Point on the same night, and I know you guys pack them in and do a great job there.
Yeah, we'll be in the Grandview Lounge, which is right next to the racebook there at the South Point. Same start time, 6 p.m. On Friday. We'll go over that Derby horse by horse. We'll look at some of the other races on the Derby card as well. And you can stick around there if you're over on that side of town. We have the Grand Ballroom will be open for watching and wagering on Derby Day. We'll do the radio show live from the Grand Ballroom at the South Point on Saturday morning as well. So we've got a lot going on out there through the weekend. Thoroughbred LA covering the Las Vegas Valley.
And again, that number, give Steve Johnson a call. He does such a great job. John, longtime sponsors. They take care of our listeners out there. Give him a call, 866-780-7223. And John, I'm going to make a play from Keeneland today, too. I looked at that late pick 5, which is a really fun bet today with those stakes races in there. And it kicks off with the Giants Causeway, 5.5 furlongs on the turf, race 7. And I'm going to single right off the bat, and I know this is probably going to be a popular selection today. I don't think we're getting 4-1, but number 8, Roses for Deborah, is my single today to kick off that late pick 5. This mare comes back, has not been seen since the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Prior to that, had rattled off 4 straight wins during the spring and summer back there, going to Belmont, Saratoga, Pimlico, it didn't matter where. She ran against the boys over a yielding course and ran 3rd. I'm a little concerned about the moisture today on the course, but I'm just going to assume she's the best mare coming back and looks like she's training very well. So 7th race at Keeneland, number 8, Roses for Deborah. She's 4-1 on the line. I don't think we're getting that price, but let's go ahead and single right off the bat and kick off that late pick 5. Well, John, that'll cover it for our first segment. We've got a lot of show today. Scott Shapiro back in the rotation with us. He's up next after the break. And Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Stay with us. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we would like to thank you for helping make our classic meet a great success. The Santa Anita Derby did not disappoint. A Stronghold t-shirt is already in the works and should be available right around Kentucky Derby Day. And how about that legendary performance by Frankie Dettori? It was just spectacular. We are now open for simulcasting, and live racing will return for our Hollywood meet on Friday, April 19th. Opening weekend brings us four big stakes races highlighted by the Grade 2 Santa Maria Stakes on April 21st. Great special events are lined up too, like a big day on April 27th filled with entertainment like the Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a recently added Laughs and Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show, and a family fun zone all in the infield. The top jockeys, the top trainers, and world-class racing are here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, first of all, let's talk about our cowbred of the week, which was Shady Tiger. Got the job done last weekend. Tell us about it.
Yeah, he looked good winning the $125,000 Echo Eddie Stakes last Saturday. Shady Tiger is by Smiling Tiger out of the full mandate mare Divine Legacy. Is bred and was and is owned by Rusty Brown. So congratulations to Rusty. Is trained by Phil D'Amato. He now has three wins from four lifetime starts. He picked up $75,000 the other day, so his career earnings are now over $166,000. And Bob, as we go into the new meet at Santa Anita next Friday, we want to remind everybody that those cowbred bonuses, you win a maiden special weight in Southern California at Santa Anita and Del Mar, you pick up a bonus check of $15,000 funded by the CTBA. And if you go to the Northern California Fairs, the Northern California Golden Gate Meet, which is still going, or Los Alamitos, that check is $10,000.
And let's mention Santa Anita. We saw something very special last Saturday, John, in front of a very big on-track crowd with Frankie Dettori rattling off six straight winners on Santa Anita Derby Day, nearly got his seventh on Imagination. So let's hope that a day like that can carry some momentum back to Santa Anita when they open again on Friday for that Hollywood meet. I know free admissions on Fridays, and let's just hope that was a good kind of jumping off point last weekend and we can go forward with a strong Hollywood meet here starting on Friday.
Well, Bob, I tell you what, the best part is there were 32,000 people on track to see Frankie Dettori put on a show. And he had the place buzzing, and it came back strong on Sunday. Another 14,000 people on track on Sunday. So a great way to finish up the winter meet. And let's get the new meet off rolling on when we get going here on Friday.
And it was strong at the entry box. Not sure where all those horses had been hiding, John, but they sure showed up on the last weekend. The Golden Hour bets will be back in action. Coast to Coast Pick 5 will continue on between Gulfstream Park and Santa Anita. That returns for the Hollywood meet. So still a lot to look forward to. And let's get to our guest here, Scott Shapiro, who made a triumphant return to our show last weekend by giving us a radio winner. And Shapper, moving back to the Jersey Shore, I assume everything went well with the move. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I just finally got that as far possibly away from you guys as I could. I'm not really sure if that was the plan, but I am officially as far as I can be on an east-west scope from you guys. But obviously some bumps in the road, but it went well, all things considered, and looking forward to getting settled in at some point here soon.
Well, you're on the beach anyway, Shapper, not the one we go to, but you're on the Atlantic coast, so that's good news, and hope everything gets settled in well for you. We wanted you to preview the Lexington Stakes. Today goes as the 10th at Keeneland. This is the last points race for Kentucky Derby hopefuls. A couple of them maybe entered here that normally wouldn't have, trying to get points, a horse like Hades, maybe Liberal Arts, and a horse you mentioned last weekend who was entered and scratched out of the Bluegrass, and you thought Encino kind of had a look in there, and he shows up in today's Lexington. How'd you see this one, Scott?
Yeah, it's a fun race. You mentioned Encino. Brad Cox got the job done in this race last year with First Mission, who looked like was potentially going to be one of the favorites in the Preakness before getting sidelined. Encino will try the dirt here for the first time, opting for this spot. Has been over the all-weather at Turfway in all three starts and has run well in all three of them. And I think the pedigree is fine for the main track. Nyquist out of the dam, Glittering Jewel, making this one a well-distant half-brother to Street Sense, who obviously took to the dirt. And I think when you look at the race, guys, I think there's going to be an honest pace. You've got Louis Sayas on the line, Stewart off the break, and Secret Chat drawn to the rail, stretching out. Would expect likely for them to show speed. Bob, you mentioned Hades, who will add the blinkers after an uncomfortable voyage chasing Fierceness last out in the Florida Derby. But prior to that, won the Grade 3 Holy Bull. And, yeah, points important for this one if he wants to get into the Derby. And then Lucky Jeremy to the far outside. So I like Encino some, but I'm going to give number 9, Liberal Arts, a shot back. Buddy ran a good race to kick off his 3-year-old campaign over the mud in the Southwest, finished third, clearly a prep. And then last time in the Arkansas Derby was in tight, checked out, lost several lengths, and it was moved to dominated towards the front end on that one. So I think this one should be able to get it on its pace, and hopefully we'll get a good enough trip to see the real Liberal Arts. But pretty fun race is race number 10 today.
Yeah, definitely. And John Lindo, I know you wanted to welcome Scott back and jump on in.
Yeah, Scott, you obviously fire fresh. You came off of a long layoff and gave us a winner on the radio last week, Elephant's Ear at Keeneland, $8.10 there. Now, 7-day turnaround, I don't want you to bounce, but I want you to give us another winner here today.
I don't know if this is like the Euro bounce coming to another coast here, and I'm expected to bounce off of that 3-1 winner, but hopefully not. I'm going to go with a little bigger price, John, in the race 7, which does kick off not only the late pick 5 at Keeneland today, but that $3 Keeneland turf pick 3. It's the Giants Causeway for fillies and mares, grade 3 sprinting on the sod. And I think the pace should be honest in here, particularly because number 13, High Class, was on the AE list, draws in this spot for Steve Asmussen. I think there was plenty of speed already. I'm going to go with number two, Bling here, who makes her first start as a four-year-old. Thought ran very well when we saw her last over the all-weather at Turfway in the Holiday inaugural, where she was against the race shape and still came on late to miss by just half a length to Marissa's Lady, who's a serious runner for Billy Morey over the all-weather, and BG Warrior, who's in here. I'm hoping Johnny V can save ground early and come with a big run late on number two, Bling. Hit the board in 3 of 4 over the surface. 6 to 1 in race number 7 with my radio play, Bling.
Well, I hope you run a good second in there, Schapper, since I'm going to single roses for Deborah. But I can definitely see your horse. Definitely one that I fear, and I'll have on a little backup ticket. But maybe we can complete the exact in there either way. 2-6-6-2 or 2-8-8-2. Let's go that way, Schapper.
Sounds good to me, Iker. I wish you the best of luck with that one. Makes a lot of sense. 7 of 11, pretty impressive for a turf sprinter. So best of luck to you guys today, and great news on the Santa Anita closing weekend.
All right, Scott, we'll talk to you again next weekend.
Sounds good, guys.
Hey, John, just a quick note. I didn't get a chance to watch Keeneland yesterday, just kind of reading the social media and texting you a little bit. It seemed like speed was very powerful there yesterday.
It was a sloppy, mushy kind of track. And then I tell you what, if you didn't make the lead on the main track, you were really up against it. They ran 9 races on the main track, 8 wire to wire, and the only winner from off the pace was in the last race, where the winner got a perfect trip just behind the speed. I would expect it to change a little bit today, so the track is not nearly as wet as it was yesterday, but it's something to watch for. If you see the speed doing well, pay attention.
And no Bob Mazursky today. He has the weekend off, but his selections do appear at today's Racing Digest, as do all of our handicappers, including this man coming up, Bruce Finkelstein, who represents betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce. How are you? Oh, we're waiting for Bruce, John, just real quick. He's going to jump in and do a race from Oaklawn and another one as well. The momentum from Santa Anita we talked about, let's keep that going. And how about the show Frankie Dettori put on? I know Mike talked about it a lot on his show last Sunday, but what an incredible performance. And they were not favorites either that were rolling home.
Well, that's the thing. They were 6 winners, but I don't even know if any of them were favored. They were all paying $20, and he was on the lead coming around horses, cutting up the inside, grass, dirt, everything. It was just fun to watch, and you could see him getting more and more pumped up as the day went along, and the fans got a feel for it, too. It was a lot of fun to watch. And you know what? Frank Maramani made some great calls pointing that out, so the fans got a chance to see what was going on.
Yeah, and you could tell the way his horses were getting bet at the end of the day, too. He definitely moved the tote board. Well, we do have Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great. The first thing we want you to do is take a look at the Count Fleet, which is the 8th race at Oaklawn today. 1 scratch on the rail. I saw code 5 is out. It's still a field of 7, and you've got a real course specialist in here, and his name is Skelly. How'd you see the race?
If Skelly's on his game, game over. That's really what it comes down to. He's probably the quickest, most accomplished horse in here. He's very fast, but here is what makes him a little vulnerable. He went to Saudi Arabia and ran in a grade 3 over there. He ran 2nd, and it was a hard-fought race. Normally, he makes the lead on his own. He had to kind of fight it out early. He opened up. He got nailed by the Japanese horse in the end by the name of Remake. He's coming back kind of quick for horses coming back from the Middle East. He's coming back in 7 weeks. There are 2 other horses with potential speed, at least, in Perfect Dude, and especially Rivet. So when you put that together, he's going to probably be, 3 to 5 in here. He's so good, he could overcome it. There's one horse. Now, here's the thing. There's some horses coming out of a common race in here on March 16th called the Whitmore, which was won by Jackson Traveler. Going back and eyeballing that race, it was kind of ugly. 4 horses struggling at the wire. I didn't like that race, so I'm going to keep looking. And the interesting horse at a huge number might be the bottom horse, Happy Is a Choice, who's come off a 13-month layoff. In his 2nd and 3rd starts, he's won both of them. He was caught quite wide in an allowance race, rallying from off the pace. This guy's getting good right now. He's going to have to step up his game a bit, but he's a closer, and with maybe a vulnerable Skelly in the race, he could be the trip horse. So no doubt Skelly the horse to beat. You have to use him in all your exotics. But I think the gamble could be on the 20-1 shot on the outside the 8. Happy is a choice. Again, 20-1 on the morning line.
John Lindo, we need to get two picks from Bruce, and you'll get the first one, and we have about 2 minutes to do it. So, John Lindo, jump on in.
Well, there is racing on the West Coast today, and that's at Golden Gate. Bruce does our work up there at Golden Gate. How about a play up in Northern California, Bruce?
Yeah, let's go to the fifth race, John. And I'm a big fan of Alexander, I think it's at Chavez, Alexander Chavez. Look at the two-horse, Union Express. I thought he gave this horse a poor ride last time out, and here's why I say that. In its second start, this horse was an impressive off-the-pace winner, rallying very wide. And for whatever reason, in this allowance condition last time out, he sent his horse along, which he didn't run with much success showing speed in the debut. He showed speed. He hung around okay, but he wants a target to run at. He wants to sit behind horses. There's a relatively cheap horse in here called Proof of Jazz. In fact, she's a mare trying the boys. That's the target Union Express will be able to run after. Chavez is so good, he won't make the same mistake twice. Look for a better ride and a better outcome today. So in race five, the two, Union Express, 7-2 on the morning line.
And, Bruce, I know you want to go to Keeneland for your second selection today.
Yeah, John, I'm gonna definitely use your horse in the 11th race. I was looking at definitely Royal Majesty. The horse of note for me, though, is the 4 Deadpan. He's got a win here on a good turf course, Breaking Maiden, in October. He's been gelded. He can take the, I think he'll like the conditions. He ran well two back in this allowance condition at Gulfstream against a pretty good field. I think getting back on the surface, being gelded, might perk him up. So I'm definitely going to use Royal Majesty also. But let's go at race 11 with the 4 Deadpan, 6-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what's available today at betonbruce.com.
So we have late races with three different menu items. Oaklawn Park, the late pick 5, the last 6 at Keeneland, 6 best bets at Keeneland, and then a late pick 4 today from Golden Gate at betonbruce.com.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a great afternoon, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
We're ready to take a break, John, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels Radio app. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. We will stay tuned. We're going to be back with a lot more information in the next few minutes.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the big futurities at Los Alamitos. Plus, night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick 4s and our $10,000 pick 6 promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick 6 pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Oaklawn and Keeneland to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA.
way, only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Get an early start and win your way into the 2025 National Horse Player Championship. The Wager to Win Handicapping Contest at the Treasure Island Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, April 20th and 21st, offers the top two finisher spots for the 2025 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. And winners will also receive up to 4 nights complimentary accommodations and round-trip airfare. Players will also share in cash prizes of up to $180,000. Entry fee is $500, and space is limited to just 60 players, so sign up now. You must be an NHC Tour member to qualify. Memberships are available at ntra.com. For more information, call 800-944-3777. Special room rates during the tournament are available at Treasure Island, so make plans now to come out and win your way to the National Horse Player Championship.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, how about a word we just heard about DK Horse, but tell us more.
Yeah, well, with no live racing in Southern California this weekend, it's a good time. Maybe you want to stay home and sign up with the DK Horse app. You can go and saddle up at dkhorse.com or the DK Horse app, and you get a direct bonus of up to $250 when you opt in with the code TBLA. That's for Thoroughbred LA, TBLA. Do it on the DK Horse app. Get started with your new advanced deposit wagering account and test it out this weekend.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. And John, good morning. More questionable stuff from Haiza and Haiwu as we saw trainers George Weaver and Phil Schoenthal get positives. Weaver for metformin, that's a diabetic, a drug that humans take that suffer from diabetes, and his groom was diabetic. Phil Schoenthal, well, that was a meth positive. We've seen these kind of things. They're clearly contamination, but doesn't seem to stop Haiza from plowing on through and jeopardizing a lot of careers. Jump on in, John.
Totally. First of all, good morning, guys. Totally out of control. First of all, if you're diabetic, you no longer could be a groom, I guess, because they got Jonathan Wong for the same violation of metformin. And you're right. Most of these, if not all of them, are contaminations. And I don't know what Heiser's doing. I still don't get the point of them. I don't think they've done anything to help improve the game. If anything, they just made it a lot worse, and they're ruining people's lives and careers. You know, it's just not fair. They're out of control, and somebody better get a hold of this before totally they lose everything. So I think Haiza has really done nothing to help the game, in my opinion. I know there are people out there that I respect that really have high opinions of Haiza. Haiza was a good idea. It just didn't work out, and that's just the way I feel.
And trainer Rusty Arnold also kind of echoes what you said, John. He was slapped with a suspension a month ago, and he said, in his opinion, Haiza needs a certain number of positives to justify their existence, and he says the trainers better get together and get some solidarity going on this, or they could be the next ones in line. Well, let's talk about horse racing, John. That's the fun part of it. And preview today's Apple Blossom at Oaklawn, $1.25 million on the line. How'd you see this one? It goes as the 11th at Oaklawn.
Well, the race obviously goes through a damn manner. Bob Baffert, he has an unbelievable record when he shifts to Oakland. You know, the thing about this horse is she does her best running when she's on the lead. There's a lot of speed in this race. An interesting horse at a big price is the Todd Fincher horse, number 5, flying connection. But again, that horse is 20-1. But Bob Baffert's horse and Dan Manna, certainly the horse to beat in here. You know, Wet Paint is coming back off of a layoff. She's trained well for her return, and she doesn't mind if they cook up front because that only helps her. But a Dan Manna's the horse to beat. Flying Connection's the interesting horse at a price.
And I think Adair Manor, John, I think they're going to show a lot more speed and use her speed today and really kind of take it to the rest of the field where it looks like some of the other main contenders are closers in here. John Lindo, why don't you get the first of John's two radio plays?
Well, John Hardoon did sheets for Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, Keeneland, and Oaklawn Park. He's been a busy guy. So let's get a play, John. Where do you want to go for the first radio play?
Let's go to Keeneland and look at race number 8, and it's an allowance race, and they've had so much chalk there the last couple of days, and hopefully today it evens out, and hopefully we can find some price horses. Anyway, in the 8th race today, I do like the number 1 horse in here, Giant Game. This is a 5-year-old from the Dale Romans barn, Martin Garcia, aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. He was part of an entry. They scratched the other half of the entry. They left number 1, Giant Game, in. He has a big advantage breaking from the inside. The price is right. I like number 1, Giant Game, to win today's 8th race out at Keeneland.
And, John, where do you want to go for your second play?
Let's go to Aqueduct, 9th and final. It's a maiden event, but it's a good betting race here, and I like the number 6 horse in on it. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the Lisa Ludwig barn. Dolphin Kayaki aboard to ride, 12-1 on the morning line, low-profile connections, which will guarantee us a price. This horse was gelded prior to his last race, and he ran sneaky well. He had trouble in that race as well. He also has a race as a 2-year-old that wins this race. 12-1 on the morning line, number 6, in on it, wins today's 9th and final out of Ecuador.
That works. John, tell us what's available today at the website.
JONHARDOON.com. Today we have Gulfstream, Keeneland, Aqueduct, and Oaklawn Selections.
Have a good one, John. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon. And let's bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Doing well. Looks like you guys have some good weather today in Florida and some good turf racing with big fields. You got to love that. Not as much synth and more turf, right, Toby?
Absolutely. Turf is great, and the weather is cooperating. Hopefully the turf course will hold up because this is what we want.
John Lindo.
Well, I'll be playing some Gulfstream along with the other tracks, Keeneland, Oaklawn Park, and Aqueduct, and watching the Masters at the same time. I know Toby will have an eye on that, too. So, Toby, give me something I can make some money on while I'm watching the leaderboard at the Masters today.
Okay, well, you won't have to wait around an hour from now. In the second today at Gulfstream, I like the 4. Her name is Queen Karima. Please bear in mind there is a rider change, and a key one at that. Edwin Gonzalez is going to ride. So we've got that's a key switch there. I think that will certainly help her chances. I like her anyhow, so all that is a double up for me. Behind her, we're looking at the 9 right up front, the 5, Silvretta, and the 3, Shu and Nazi, however you pronounce that. In any event, it's 4-9-5-3. John, it could be all you and me. And today's second is Gulfstream Park.
Hey, Toby, watching the Masters, of course, one of the great events, and I love to watch golf. Can you get Max Homa home for me? I've got a buddy who makes pretty good golf selections, and we're on Max Homa. He's tied for the lead. What do you think?
Well, what price did you get? That's the first thing.
Pretty fat. I think he was about 80-1. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's even more incentive. I want to tell you, I don't know him personally, but all I know is anybody that's ever said anything to me about him. If you remember when there were Torrey Pines playing in the Travelers, CBS mic'd him up. He seems to come across just the way that everybody says that he is. He seems like a really good guy. He idolizes Tiger Woods, and that obviously amped him up for the first 2 rounds. I hope he can keep it up. He's an easy guy to root for. Scheffler's an easy guy to root for. I'm not much of a
root against guy, but if DeChambeau backs through the field, and that's long before the Liv game, that wouldn't break my heart at all.
Nor would it mine. Same feeling, Toby. Saw Bryson at Riviera a few years ago, saw his antics, and immediately said he's a guy to root against. So we're on the same page there. Tell us what's available today at TobyCallett.com.
Well, it's all Gulfstream all the time, but today, you know, of course, there's the radio play, and then there's three other turf races, and they're really good races today, and there is some value, and I'm amped up to play them. This is a day that I'll be in deep on the Gulfstream card, to say the least.
Very good. Thanks, Toby. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Toby Kellett. Final stop after our break will be Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. Just say if it's too
late for me. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we would like to thank you for helping make our classic meet a great success. The Santa Anita Derby did not disappoint. A Stronghold t-shirt is already in the works and should be available right around Kentucky Derby Day. And how about that legendary performance by Frankie Dettori? It was just spectacular. We are now open for simulcasting, and live racing will return for our Hollywood meet on Friday, April 19th. Opening weekend brings us four big stakes races highlighted by the Grade 2 Santa Maria Stakes on April 21st. Great special events are lined up too, like a big day on April 27th filled with entertainment like the Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a recently added Laughs and Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show, and a family fun zone all in the infield. The top jockeys, the top trainers, and world-class racing are here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Oh, it's so easy to fall.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And, John, if you can't, well, there's no Santa Anita to be at today, so you better get to one of the off-track sites. And how about a word from OC Tavern, which now has their full food and beverage going?
Right. They're back in action up in San Clemente, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente, just off the 5 freeway. Looking forward to getting up there. I'm going to take Nell up there, and we'll have some lunch one day and maybe make a wager or two while I'm there. How about you, Bob? Yeah. Where do you go?
I go out to the Derby Room at Fairplex, a great spot. I love it out there. It's full menu, full bar tab. You got it all there. Food, audio, visual presentations, outstanding. Say hi to Brandon and Monica and tell them you heard about it right here on TBLA. Let's go now to Michael Rona down at Los Alamitos. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You've got a feature race going tonight as the ninth and final. Tell us about it.
It's the Virginia Highland Stakes at 350 yards. The fillies and mares three and up, part of the excellent program for the older fillies and mares across the season at Los Alamitos. And this looks like it might be a rematch of the Denim and Diamond Stakes in late February. It features the two who fought out a photo finish, A.J. Born Runnin beating Nymphette by a head. Now, A.J. Born Runnin did have gate 10. Nymphette had the rail. And this time, it's a little bit more even with the post positions. A.J. Born Runnin has gate 5 in a field of 7. Nymphette gate 3. And they're a lot tighter in the wagering. A.J. Born Runnin was favorite in the Denim and Diamonds. Nymphette an 8-1 shot. Prior to that, and they're following the same path so far in this season, they both contested the Grade 1 Charger Bar in January, and Nymphette actually beat A.J. Born Runnin home by a neck when they finished third and fourth, respectively. So, certainly on paper, not much between the pair. Favorite Lady Cartel's drawn between them in Gate 4 and has allowance victories either side of a fourth-place finish in the Denim and Diamonds. She's her own worst enemy, though. She makes life very difficult for herself in the early stages of the race, but if she gets away okay, she's dangerous. And the outside pair, Tina Arena and Forever Dynasty, were just a head apart in the Connie Hall Stakes in late February, Tina Arena coming out on top there. So plenty of quality fillies and mares lined up in this seven-horse field to wrap up a nine-race card tonight at Los Alamitos.
John, what do you have for Michael Rona?
Well, with no racing at Santa Anita this weekend, Michael, we need the post times for Saturday and Sunday, and obviously we got to get a radio play from you for tonight.
6 o'clock for tonight and 5 o'clock for tomorrow evening. By the way, there's a couple of very well-bred two-year-olds debuting on tomorrow night's card, siblings to world champions Impressum and Danger. But for tonight's radio play, John, I'll look at a 1,000-yard condition-claiming event for fillies and mares who've never won three races. I speak of race number 4, first leg of the Pick 6. Number 2, Dancing Bon Bon, looks spotted to break through for a win locally. She's had 6 starts at Los Alamitos since beginning her career in Northern California. She actually has one on dirt at Fresno. She's been there and thereabouts, mainly in allowance races. She was a very good close third for 12,500 when dipping into a claiming race 3 starts back. That performance is good enough, in my opinion, to win tonight's race for a 62.50 tag. So Dancing Bon Bon, Edgar Pierres on board, number 2 in the 4th at 5-2 on Ed Bergart's morning line. I think this is the night for her to make an appearance in the winner's circle at Los Al.
Let's get it home, Michael. 4th race, Dancing Bon Bon. Thank you, sir, and we will catch up again next week.
Thanks, fellas. Hooroo.
All right, that was Michael Rona. John, thank you for co-hosting today. Thanks to Jake Rich inside. He did his great job, as usual. Mike Willman will be here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. That's up next. And don't forget, live racing returns to Santa Anita on Friday. Thank you for listening. Good luck today, and we will talk to you again next Saturday on Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course.